USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr wants President Trump to stop tweeting about the Justice Department. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Barr also says it's hard for him to do his job.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
President Trump is one step closer to having his war powers against Iran limited. The Senate voted on a resolution to prevent the president from launching military strikes without congressional approval. It comes 6 weeks after he ordered an airstrike that killed Iran's top general. The bill now heads to the Democratic-controlled Congress later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is defending a key witness in the impeachment inquiry. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Speaking at Drew University in New Jersey Wednesday night, John Kelly said Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Kelly saying Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard the president ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former VP Joe Biden's family. Vindman was removed from the White House last week as a national security aide. Kelly also said the president absolutely conditioned military aid on that investigation into the Biden's, the issue which was at the center of the president's recent impeachment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Defense is identifying the latest U.S. soldier to die in Afghanistan. The department says Specialist Brian Kimball of Central Point, Oregon, died in a non-combat incident yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Facebook has found and deactivated three overseas networks that violated their rules against inauthentic behavior on behalf of a government or foreign actor. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The company said the largest network originated in Russia and primarily targeted Ukraine and neighboring countries. Another was based in Iran and focused mainly on targeting the United States. And a third emerged from Myanmar and Vietnam. All three networks had engaged in foreign or governmental interference on Facebook and also Instagram. Nathaniel Gleischer, Facebook's head of security policy, said the three operations used phony accounts and user groups to spread misinformation. In the Russia group, Facebook said it removed 78 accounts, 11 pages, 29 groups, and 4 Instagram accounts that frequently posed as citizen journalists and commented on political news. 11 other Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to Iran and had shared posts about various topics, including the 2020 U.S. elections, Christianity, and Middle East policies of the U.S.
The Houston Astros are stopping short of apologizing for cheating. Team owner Jim Crane was asked point blank if sign stealing was cheating. He backpedaled and didn't answer the question. Two Astros players got up and said they're sorry for the choices made by the team. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.